to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now.
Adhyutanam madharmasham tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya shadhuna vinashaya chaduskrita dharma samsthapanarthaya shambhavami yuge yuge shambhavami yuge yuge harer naam harer naam harer naam kevalam kalau nasteva 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 gatiram natha Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna and welcome to our weekly Krishna Consciousness program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is at 1229 Riverhead, Coatesville Highway, also known as Highway 28, where every Sunday we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti of their lordships at 12:30. And then we have a discourse on Krishna Consciousness based on Srimad Bhagavad Gita, or Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we have Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, H.G. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we finish the day's program with the vegetarian feast at 2:30. Please come along and join us and find out for yourself what is Krishna Consciousness all about. Also remember, it's the Rath Yatra season, and today's Rath Yatra will be in Hamilton. So if you are living in Hamilton or going that way, you want to join the Rath Yatra, miss the one yesterday, please join them and liberate yourself.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I'll continue with Mukunda Mala Stotra of King Kulashekar. We are on text 37. Idam shariram parinam pale peshalam patatye vasham shatasandhi jar jaram kamoshadam prichasi mudurumate niramayam kushparasayanam piva. This body is beauty. This body's beauty is fleeting, and at last the body must succumb to death after its hundreds of joints have stiffened with old age. So why, bewildered fool, are you asking for medication? Just take the Krishna elixir, the one cure that never fails. Youth is often blind and deaf to the warnings of oncoming old age and death. A passionate young person may think that such administrations are for old-timers who do not know how to enjoy. Many so-called philosophers encourage this hedonistic attitude, which is precisely the attitude King Kulshekhar is condemning in this verse. The hedonist advice: enjoy as much as you can while you are young, because you only live once. Not only is this advice morally unsound, but in premise is untrue. According to Vedic wisdom, our present life is only one in a series of innumerable lives we have experienced and will experience in innumerable bodies. Thus, hedonism is a precipitation of disaster for the karmic reactions to a misspent youth who will cause us to suffer in this lifetime and the next. In this poem, Sarnagati, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur outlines the story of the conditioned soul who waste a brief lifetime. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, "I drank the deadly poison of worldliness, pretending it was nectar. And now the sun is setting on the horizon of my life. So soon his old age arrived and all happiness departed. Wrecked by disease, troubled and weak, I find that my senses feeble now, my body wrecked and exhausted, and my spirit downcast in the absence of youthful pleasure. Since I lack even a particle of devotion and am devoid of all enlightenment, what help is there for me now? Only you, O Lord, O friend of the fallen, can help me. I am certainly fallen, the lowest of men. So please lift me up and place me at your lotus feet." King Kulshekhar berates the foolish old person whose only response to his failing health is to seek some medicine. No medicine in this material world can prevent old age and disease, though modern allopathic medicine may temporarily cover the symptoms. The only medicine that can actually bring relief is the Krishna elixir. Krishna consciousness. It is sheer folly to turn solely to doctors in old age instead of to Krishna. One can see enlightenment among the elders at pilgrimage site in India, especially in Vrindavan. There one sees many old people visiting temples with intense devotion early in the morning. Hundreds of old people work the circumambulate or parikarma paths despite physical disability. Some are bent nearly double. Some might criticize that these people are not being provided with the Western medical treatment that could add a few years to their lives or ease their pain. But this sincere Babaji's and widows of Vrindavan who somehow make their way every morning to see Krishna in the temples and who call out Jai Radhe are actually fortunate and most intelligent. They are taking the Krishna Rasayan, the elixir that will grant them eternal life in Krishna's spiritual abode. The Vedic Shastras recommend that one drink this elixir from the beginning of life. But even if one neglects to do so earlier, one should by all means drink it during the waning days of life and thus cure the disease of repeated birth and death. Text 38. Ascharyam meta diti manushyaloke sudam parityaya jaye visham pivanti namani narayana gocharani tayaktava tayaktayava tenayavacha kuhaka patanti. The greatest wonder in human society is this. People are so incorrigible that they reject the life-giving nectar of Lord Narayan's names and instead drink poison by speaking everything else. This verse reminds us of the verse in Mahabharata, Vanaprabhu. Chapter 313, text 116, in which Maharaj Yudhishthira answers this question from his father Yamaraj. What is the most amazing thing in the world? Yudhishthira replies, Anye ahani bhutani gacchati taha yamalayam se sahasti stavaram icchanti Kim as Acharya Antaparam. Day after day, countless living entities in this world go to the kingdom of death. Still, those who remain aspire for a permanent situation here. What could be more amazing than this? Both King Kushekar and Maharaj Yudhishthira used the word Acharya, amazing, in the sense of amazingly stupid. Yudhishthira is amazed that people can be so stupid and self-destructive that they refuse to recognize their impending death and thus misuse their brief human lives by failing to prepare for the next life. Kulshekhar is amazed that people don't chant the holy names of God, although by this simple act they could gain eternal life. It is amazing that instead of blissfully drinking the nectar of holy names, people drink the poison of worldly talk. As we have noted before, Srila Prabhupada compares such worldly chanting to a frog's croaking, which attracts the snake or the dead. One might argue that chanting the holy names is not everything. Can't we also meditate on Brahman and discuss many worthy philosophical topics? Why does King Kushekar condemn us just because we don't chant the names of God? The reason is that chanting the holy names has been directly given for all humanity as the Yuga Dharma, the religion of the age. Spiritual methods such as yoga meditation were recommended for the past millennium when conditions were more favorable. For this age, all Vedic scriptures and spiritual authorities have declared that chanting the holy names is the easiest method and also the topmost. To refuse it is stubbornness and foolishness. In 1970, when devotees of the Krishna Consciousness Movement were publicly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama daily at Berkeley, California, Dr. J.F. Stull, Professor of Philosophy and South Asian Languages at the University of California, objected in a newspaper interview that Krishna consciousness movement was not bona fide because the devotees spent too much time chanting to develop a philosophy in an ensuing exchange of letters between Srila Prabhupada and Dr. Stull. Prabhupada quoted many scriptures to prove that chanting should be emphasized above all other practices of spiritual advancement. Dr. Stull had said that Bhagavad Gita does not recommend constant chanting, but Prabhupada reminded him of verse 9, chapter 9, text 14, wherein Krishna says that the Mahatmas, or great souls, Satatam Kirtiyantama, they are always chanting by glories. Srila Prabhupada quoted other verses from Bhagavad Gita as well as from the Svetasvara Upanishad and Narad Pancharatra, confirming the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. When the professor replied that he could also produce quotes to counter the Vedic conclusion, Prabhupada agreed that the quoting could go back and forth forever without producing a conclusion. Therefore, Prabhupada suggested, instead of arguing fruitlessly, they should accept the judgment of an impeachable authority such as Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada also pointed out that one could judge the effectiveness of chanting the holy names by seeing how young Westerners were becoming sanctified devotees of the Lord simply by following that process. In speculative discussions on transcendental subjects, is less valuable than chanting the holy names. Then mundane talks are absolutely worthless. Unfortunately, most people are unaware that the goal of human life is liberation from birth and death. So they find nothing wrong in chattering away from morning till night on topics totally irrelevant to the liberation. The acharyas give them innumerable warnings about the folly of wasting one's life in this way, and the material nature gives them many stiff lessons to teach them that finding permanent happiness here is a hopeless death. But the wonderful thing is that people ignore their own mortality and refuse the life-giving nectar of the holy names in favor of deadly poison of mundane talk. Text 39. Tyajantu bandhava sarve nidhantu guruvo jana tathapi paramanando govinda mama jivanam. Let my relatives all abandon me and my superiors condemn me. Still the supremely blissful Govinda remains my life and soul. Ordinary people may condemn the Lord's devotees as ignorant fools, but the truly learned never do so. As Prahlad Maharaj states, one who has dedicated his life to Krishna through the 9 method of bhakti should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 24. But in the Kali Yuga, Out of ignorance, people mock the saintly devotees and praise demonic leaders in government, entertainment, and sports. Taking courage from the examples of saints like King Kulshekar and others, the devotees should not be ashamed when ordinary people disrespect them. They should be very concerned, however, that the Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord are pleased and they are with their behavior. Even the sage Narad was condemned for his devotional activities. Daksha cursed him because he taught renunciation to Daksha's sons. Narad remained tolerant, however, and continued traveling and preaching. The aim of Narad and the devotees who follow his example is not to disrupt the people's lives, but if their work is misunderstood, they must not abandon their duty, but must continue their mission on behalf of Lord. Srila Prabhupada writes, because Narad Muni and the members of his disciple succession disrupt friendships and family life, they are sometimes accused of being suhrdegana, creators of enmities between relatives. Actually, such devotees are friendly of every living entity, Saradam Swa Bhutanam. But they are misunderstood to be enemies. Preaching can be a difficult, thankless task, but a preacher must follow the orders of the Supreme Lord and be unafraid of materialistic persons. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 80. Conclusion is this: a devotee should remain happy executing his duty and not develop a persecution complex. The sentiment King Kulshekar expresses here is echoed by Madhavendra Puri in one of his verses. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. And the wealthy mammonities may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may say that I am much too proud. Still, my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to save the lotus feet of Govinda, though I am unable to do so. Text 40. Satatam trivi, satatam varivemi, manuja swayam dharvaham, yoryo yo mukunda narasimha janardaneti, Chivo japate nudinam marane raneva papana kafst sadrishap dadatya bhishtam. O mankind, with arms raised high, I declare the truth. Any mortal who chants the names of Mukunda, Narasimha, and Janardhan day after day, even in battle or being facing death, will come to regard his most cherished ambitions as no more valuable than a stone or a block of wood. Even those who sincerely endeavor for self-improvement know that it is very hard to quell cherished ambitions. Sometimes these ambitions are so grandiose that we keep them secret, yet we cherish them within. An obscure, untalented man thinks he may one day become the director of the world, dictator of the world. An unpublished poet dreams he will become the next Shakespeare, and so on. The materialists are always being encouraged to fan the fires of their ambition. Even children are encouraged by their parents to go ahead, get ahead. But pure devotees of the Lord are well aware that worldly ambitions are useless. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructs, criticize his own mind and ask, why are you after fame? Don't you know it is as worthless as the dung of a boar? Srila Raghunath Das Goswami uses an equally graphic metaphor to criticize his mind. He is in Manasiksha, comparing the desires for fame to a filthy dogita dancing in his heart. Devotees then must always be vigilant that the subtle desire for name, fame, and high positions, technically called pratistha, does not arise within the heart, since it blocks pure love for Krishna from entering there. In contrast to a devotee, an impersonalist finds it impossible to cleanse his heart completely of materialistic ambition. Even after he subdues some of the grosser ambitions, he still maintains the impossible wish to become God. Srila Prabhupada called this desire to become one in all aspects with the Absolute Truth the last snare of Maya. And the demigods, in their prayers to Krishna, while he was still in the womb of Devaki, have given the last word on the impersonalist so-called liberation of merging with the Absolute Truth. I'll tell you that next week. So have some kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.